I've had a few questions lately from some very busy people, people who are just starting out on their forever business. Some of them are people with young families, women with young families in particular, and I've had a few from people who are busy with their jobs, working a lot of hours, and they're struggling to fit things in and to know how to manage their time. In fact, this is the question I've been getting: how do you manage your time? And the important thing to recognise about time management is it's impossible. You can't manage time, because whatever you do to try and manage it, it goes on relentlessly. Minute after minute, hour after hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it's not time that we need to think about managing, it's our activities that we need to manage. And if you get this right, if you know how to focus on the right activities to manage and to fit into your busy schedule, then even with a few short hours a week, you can actually start to move your business forward and start to build a team and start to achieve an income. In fact, I know people who've done it on less than 5 hours a week. So it is perfectly possible to squeeze it in the nooks and crannies of your life. So what are these things we need to manage? Well, it's really important to focus your activity on what we call income-producing activities, IPAs. Now, I know IPA is a type of beer, but it's not that that we're referring to. When we talk about IPAs in our business, it's IPA standing for income-producing activity. And there are three types of income producing activity, and every time we are going to do something, we need to ask ourselves, is this an IPA? And if it is, we need to go ahead and do it. So the first group of IPAs is anything to do with retail sales, anything that's going to produce a customer sale. And this could be doing a product launch, it could be talking to somebody about a problem that they've got, explaining to them, educating them about one of our products, how it can help. It could be delivering products to a customer, bonding with that customer. I think it's always important to deliver products when you can, by the way, because then you create that bond, create that link, which means that you get customer loyalty and they keep coming back for more. So anything to do with creating customers is a good thing. This doesn't, though, involve product training. This is something that we need to do by ourselves, as it were. So when we clean our teeth, we'd be cleaning our teeth anyway, we're learning about the tooth gel. When we're driving, we can listen to testimonials. Instead of watching TV at night, we can be watching the products DVD. So we can be doing our learning at other times, but the focused IPAs is about actually an interface with a customer. Second IPA is to do with team building, prospecting, sponsoring. So if you're having a significant conversation with somebody, a forming conversation, or you're inviting somebody to a business presentation, you're actually at a business presentation, you're having a one-to-one, these are all income-producing activities to do with sponsoring, because it is going to result in somebody being sponsored into the business, which is going to result in case credits, which is going to result in income. Because it's often easy to overlook the fact that when we sponsor somebody, we actually create two case credits, which will inevitably result in a bonus for us. So the act of sponsoring in itself is an income-producing activity. The third group of income-producing activities is coaching. Now, we've got to be very careful when it comes to coaching, because it's very easy to get involved in a talking shop or a personal development program for somebody, trying to convince somebody, help to improve their confidence. What we need to do is be clearly focused on the coaching activities, and these are all to do with our getting started meetings, scheduling business presentations, scheduling one-to-ones, scheduling product launches, getting people along to events, which is going to build their confidence and commitment, which is going to result in case credits. So anything that is an actual meeting, which is going to result in actions, or a telephone conversation, which is going to result in actions, and those actions could be retailing actions, they could be sponsoring actions, or they could be the kind of actions to do with committing to go to an event, because that will increase motivation, then these are all coaching activities. So income-producing activities, income-producing actions are those that will directly result in retail, directly result in somebody joining the sponsoring process, joining our sponsoring pipeline or being sponsored into the business, and coaching, which is getting somebody active, getting somebody getting some case credits under their belt. If you focus on IPAs and don't worry about all the other stuff, then the business will start to build and it will enable you to get more time in your hectic schedule because of the income that you'll be generating with your business. Talk to you soon. Bye.